Okay. Tonight is Daf Pei Aleph from an Aleph. We'll start from the top line. Pei, I keep saying cut off. Pei Aleph. I'm back to Amud Yomi. Keep saying the Amud. Okay. Top line, Pei Aleph, Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav. So this is a qualification of the halacha that was mentioned earlier. We spoke about in the Mishnah about the specific halachos of Yichud, and then we spoke about the fact that if we have two men with one woman, that would not be considered Yichud. We said that was only when it came to if the people were Ksherim, the Prutzim, even 10 men with one woman is not going to be effective. We tried to bring a raya from the Gemara about Sota, not necessarily a raya. Fine, comes another qualification. Amar Rida Marav. Lo Shanu Ela Ba'ir. So this halacha, as Rashi says, the second line, da amar isha misyachedes mishnei anashim, same thing, that halacha, we allow such a thing, yichud with two men, or maybe wouldn't be considered yichud at all, that's only bias, only in the city. Avo b'derech, but if they're traveling, so in the, right, not in the city, b'derech, where you don't have a lot of people, or, well, there's another reason, the b'derech, ad sheyu shlosh. Why would you need three? Ashema yitzterech, achad mayhem lahashtin. Maybe someone's going to have to relieve himself. So as you're traveling, so you don't have other people around. So if one person has to go to the bathroom, so there you'll have one person being misyachid. So if you only allow two men, baderech, there's going to be a point where there's going to be ichud. One of them is going to have to go to relieve himself, so therefore we should have three. Fine. So now the Gemara brings the same Gemara in Sota, which speaks about when the woman comes up to Yerushalayim with the husband, and two Edim accompany them. So the Gemara thinks this is a good raya. Neima Mistayele. Let us say that this statement of Rav is supported by the Gemara in Sota. So what is it in the Mishnah in Sota? What does it say there? Mosrim lo shnei talmidei chachamim sheyo shema yavo ala habaderech. So what does the Gemara there say? As the woman is coming up, her husband's bringing up to Yerushalayim to drink the Mei Sota, so two talmidei chachamim have to accompany them, have to escort them. So what do you see from there? So why do you need two? So you need two because the husband and those two, so that's three men. And therefore you need that, and since they're baderech, that's why there's a necessity for two other people besides the husband. So and they're there, of course, to ensure that they don't have relations on the way, because then the mesota is not going to work. Notice the Gemara says, trei v'ihu hatlasa, two and the husband, that's three. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a riot. You should, like before, that's not a riot. It's not a riot. Why? Hasam over there, why do we have two? Kehechi dinahave alaysade. So that those Edim, those Tamani Chacham can serve as Edim to testify in front of the Beis Din, because if you're not going to, you don't want to erase Hashem's name for no reason. If they had Bia Baderech, so there's the Mesot is not going to be effective. So that's why I need two people. There's no riot that it's two people plus one, that's three, and that's when you need Baderech. Okay? Could be that riot. Rav's halacha is correct, but it doesn't. But it's not supported by this Mishnah in Sota. Fine, Rav Yehuda, Havaka Azla Ba'orcha. Rav and Rav Yehuda were traveling on the road. Havaka Azla he itza kamayu. So there's a woman who was walking in front of them. Amar le Rav la Rav Yehuda. So Rav says Rav Yehuda like this: Dal kareich mikami gehenim. Literally, lift up your feet from in front of Gehenim. Right? We gotta run. Rashi, Maher, look, let's get in front of this woman. Right? We can't be together with her. Amar le. So he says back to him: Vahamar hu da amar biksherim shaper dami. Remember, Rav was the one who made the two comments. He says he first said if the two people are ksherim, it's acceptable. So that was the first comment from the other day. So if two people are kosher, so there should be nothing wrong with our traveling, with our walking next to her. Amale, so he said back to him, Mi yemar debiksherim kagon anavat. So right, you assume that they were talking about people who are ksherim like us, like the two of us? No. El kagon mai, so new, like whom? Kagon rabbi chanina bar papi v'chaberav. Right, Rabbi Chanina bar Papi and his friends, and Rashi quotes the friends. Rashi says the second thin line is Rabbi Tzadok, Rabbi Kahana. In the first perek, these were real ksherim. These are the people that we're speaking of. Now, the assumption here must be that it's not the derech.
Well, the whole issue is, I mean, this is an issue of Hirhur, it sounds like, not of Yichud.
Correct. In other words, it sounds like the Gemara is playing it out like it's an issue of Yichud. And the Gemara have other places where, I think it was Abaye, the Gemara also speaks about, let's walk, you shouldn't be walking behind a woman.
Right.
It's not a Yichud issue, right? It's a Hirhur issue.
Yeah.
But it sounds like here they're speaking about Yichud, that's
right.
It, because he's quoting
that's
that. Plus, this can't be Baderech, right? Because what was his right? Because it's two, right? His issue was, aren't we Ksherim? Ksherim wouldn't matter if the issue were Baderech, you need one more anyway. So it must
right.
be they were in the Beir, city,
right.
Beir, and that was the issue they were concerned about Yichud. Okay, fine, halacha, another halacha. Amar Rav, Malkin ala Yichud, Vein Osrin ala Yichud. We can give Malkos for people who are violating Yichud, but we don't aser a woman because of an issue of Yichud. Or if let's say you have an Ashes Ish, right? So, she had Yichud, she'd aser on her husband. That we don't do. But Malkos will give. Now, what kind of Malkos are we talking about? So Rashi says it's Malkos Mardus. You should remember from yesterday that there's a Machlokos Rishonim whether Yichud is an Isser Doraisa or Isser Darabanan. Even if it's an Isser Doraisa from the Pasuki Yisischa, it's not a lav. It's not a lav. So it's an asay. So if that's the case, the malkos are going to be malkos mardus anyway, and we have the right to administer those malkos, and that's what Rav says. Fine. So, Amar Rav Ashi, lo amaron, elo biyichud pnuya. Interesting. Rav Ashi says, he qualifies and says, we'd only give malkos if someone's having yichud with a pnuya, with a single woman. Avol biyichud de'eshes ish, lo. You're not going to give malkos. Now, say, what do you mean? Counterintuitive. With an eshes ish, it's even worse. So the answer is, shelo sehei motzi laz alboneha. What happens when people see you gave malkos to the man, to the woman? Oh, she was an eshes ish. Oh, giving malkos? That yichud? Oh, now she's pregnant. Her kids are mamzerim. With the penuya, we don't have that concern. And that's why Rashi says, ata motzi laz, about five lines into the thin lines, sheyomru ra'u hashezinsa l'kach hilku. You know, why are they giving hilkua? Why are they giving a malkos? Must be that they really saw she was mezana. Right? So, now, what about today? Nowadays, leko misas based in liktolinu. You'll say, 1 second, no, normally we would kill an eshes ish, an iser chenek. So, yeah, that's bisman habayis. But now, the best we can do is give malkos. So they were mezana. We can't give Mrs. based in, so we're going to give malkos. She was mezana, the kids are mamzerim. So that's why we won't give the malkos to people. We don't have this rumor going around that people say she's mezana and her kids are mamzerim. Fine, back in the Gemara by the bracket, Marzutra Malki Umachris. So Marzutra, apparently this is a machlokas. Marzutra was not worried about that. He would give malkos to an Ashes Ish who had Yichud, and he would announce. What would he say? This woman, we're giving malkos because she had Yichud. There's no znusta here, but I'm giving malkos anyway. Omar le Rav Nachman mi parahat yel Rav Ashi. Mar nema lilki bilichris. So, Nu, why wouldn't you say the same thing? So let us give malkos and make an announcement. Amar le ika deshava baha v'lo shama baha. So what's going to happen? People will hear about the fact she had Yichud. They won't hear about the Malkus, but they won't hear about that. They won't hear the announcement. Okay. Now on the topic of giving Malkus, Amarav Malkin alo Tova Hashmua. Rav says you give Malkus when you hear something bad or someone has a bad reputation. Look at Rashi alo Tova Hashmua. It's amazing halacha here. Rashi says Misha Yotze Kol Alav. Shu over averos. People speak about this guy. He violates others. Malkin oso. Dulo tova hashmua lavu. How are you allowed to give malkus? Because a bad reputation is a low sasek. Dechsiv bivnei eli al banai. Al. Lavish kan alov tova hashmua. Right, that's what we're going to quote the pasuk now here in Shmuel Al. He says, "Amar again, Amar Rab Malkin Alotav Hashmua, Shemar Al Banai Ki Lo Tova Hashmua." What I'm hearing about Yuchafim Pinchas says Eli is not so good. So the Al language of Al and Lo and Pen and Ishamer is a Lo Sase. So you can give Malkus. Okay, Marzutra Mosiv La Afseira Al Kasve. He would put Afseira is like something you put on a horse. When you're usually putting like a halter, you'd put on a horse. So he would place this halter on the kasveh, on the shoulders of the person who's lo tova hashmua before he gave him malchus. Umak relay, and he would call out al banai. In other words, he'd call out that pasuk when he gave him the malchus to let so everybody knows this is why he's getting malchus. Omar Rabba. All right, famous halacha. Bala ba'ir ein choshesh en mishum yichud, says Rabba. If a woman's husband is within the city, so we're not concerned about yichud. So that means a woman's with another man, and the husband's within the city, there's no chashash of yichud. So what does that exactly mean? So take a look at Rashi. Bala ba'ir ein choshesh en la mishum yichud. So says Rashi, la halkos, we won't give malchus. Demistifimi baal hash to usi. She's afraid about the husband. He's going to come now. That's where he's going to come very, very soon. So if you take a look at Tosfos, Tosfos is able to be medayik from Rashi that what's the language of the Gemara Bala Ba'ir? We're not choshesh mishum yichud. It doesn't say there is no yichud. It says we're not choshesh mishum yichud. And Rashi made the point, we're not going to give malchus for the yichud, as this is a continuation of Rav. So take a look at Tosfos. Bala Ba'ir, pirish bekuntros, ein choshesh in lahalkos. Mashma mitoch perusho, ha'isur mi'ayika. That there's still an isser. There's an, we're not going to give malchus, but there's an isser. I wouldn't permit you, a man to be misyached with a woman to be misyached with a man, when it's Bala Ba'ir. I just won't give malchus if they do so. Bekasha. He says, if that's there, I have a problem. What's the problem? So, remind him when we get there, we'll go back to the proof, because we didn't do the proof yet. So, therefore, Tosfos claims, if you look two lines from the end of the Tosfos, V'nir lefarish ein choshishim klal mishum yichud, afilu isur aleka, which seems to be the most accepted opinion, although there are rishonim that claim we should be machmir. That Bala Ba'ir is something that people claim. You know, Rashi, you know, I've heard this already. You know what? Just to rely on it, you know, Rashi felt there was a problem. The Rishonim claimed that Rashi felt it was still Aser. Okay, back in the Gemara. Hopefully I'll remember to go back to that Tosfos. Amar Rav Yosef, Pesach Pasuach L'Rishu Sarabim. If the door is wide open to Rishu Sarabim, in Choshesh and Mishum Yichud.
Also, it's different back then. Right. One horse town versus a big city. I mean, there's so many details to that day. It can't just be Ba'ir.
Right, Ba'ir also. Ba'ir, I've asked that question. On the one hand, you could say Ba'ir, you have a million people. What are they? But, you know, so I'm in the Bronx, and, you know, that's, and she's in Queens.
Right.
Okay, so you could say, oh, that's not. Clearly not Ba'ir. Well, Ba'ir, it's still New York. On the, you know,
it's a one-horse town where the blacksmith knows, and he tells the tailor, who tells them before you know it.
On the other hand, there's also travel. I get in my car. I could be there in five. You know, New York, New Jersey. You know, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I'll be home in 10 minutes. So you could look at it the other way. Yeah. Okay, Rav. So if the door is open to Rishu Sarabim, same language. Ein choshesh in mishum yichud. Also no chashash of yichud. Rav Bibi ikol al bei Rav Yosef. So Rav Bibi happened to visit the house of Rav Yosef. Basar de karach rift. After they broke bread, after they had a meal. Amar lahu. So he said to them, shekolu darga mitusei bivi. You know, I want you to, Bibi went upstairs. Or did the Rav Yosef go upstairs? Whatever it is, take the ladder, the steps away from Bibi, so he has no access to, sounds like Rav Yosef was leaving the house, and he didn't want Rav Bibi to have access to where Rav Yosef's wife was. So this way, that would also take away the issue of Yichud. Ask the Gemara, what do you have to do that for? V'amar Abba, Bala Ba'ir, and Choshim Mishum Yichud. Right after Mori, answers the Gemara, Shiny Rav Bibi, Dishoshvinte Havoi. He was a neighbor, Vegaisabei. He felt very, very comfortable with Rav Yosef's wife, and therefore there was a greater concern, and where there's a relationship already, so then there's a greater concern of Yichud. So if you take a look, take a look at Tosfos. Yeah, very good. So this is Tosfos' Raya. He says, Vikasha, look back at Tosfos now, fourth line down. Because I don't like Rashi. Why? Dimkei my parach besamuch al Rav Yosef to come our shkolu darka mitusei bivi from a Rava bala ba'ir ein choshin la mishum yichud. That was Gemara's kasha, right? Umay kasha. Nihi demalkus leka yisuru miha ika. Right, so the Gemara says, oh no, Rav Bibi is different. What do you mean Rav Bibi is different? According to Rashi, there's an Isser anyway. So it must be that there's no Isser at all, and that's why the Gemara had to come to this other answer. Okay, fine. So now, that was the Gemara's answer. Okay, so before we go on, there's just one interesting point that I saw, where you don't have Rashi making any comment about this Pesach Pasuach. Notice, there's no Rashi. What is it? Right after the Baal HaBayir, what does it say? Pesach Pasuach Rishus HaRabim, no problem of Yichud. Right, so where's Rashi? The Rashi doesn't make a comment. You know why doesn't make a comment? Because this follows the same pattern as the previous Halacha. Which would mean, this I saw in the Sefer, which would mean that according to Rashi, you could argue that the heter of the door being open, or whatever that is, which we'll discuss in a second, has the same isser. The same isser. Okay? So that's something you don't usually hear. Baal HaBayir, people talk about the Chumrah of Rashi. Pesach Pasuach, people don't talk about the Chumrah of Rashi. So why not? It sounds like that Rashi, whatever he said by the previous halacha, he would say here. He doesn't say, oh, and here the halacha is different. He doesn't say, oh, here it's not just Lola Halkos, here it's, doesn't say anything. Mm-hmm. The assumption would be, Ein Choshinim Shem Yichud is the same, no Choshishin, I don't have to give Malkos, but, right, new. So what would be the Chiluk? So there are those that claim that the Chiluk would be as follows. That Rashi doesn't have to comment because it's obvious here, Ein Choshishim Shem Yichud means there's no Yichud at all. Why? Because Baal HaBayir, and this is a hakira really in the issue of Yichud, Baal HaBayir is Yichud with a heter. Pesach Pasuach is not Yichud at all. You see the difference? Baal HaBayir means that when this man is secluded with this woman, that's Yichud. Because Baal HaBayir, there's a chashash, there's the mirsas, that she's afraid. So there, Rashi will say, there's an Isser. Right? No Malkus. I'm not so happy with that. That's Yichud. I won't give Malkus because, okay, there's a concern. But when Pesach, the door is open, so then you could say that's not Yichud at all. So when it says Ein Choshishin, it's obvious what the Gemara means, that there's no Isser at all. And that's usually the practice. The only question is, what does Pesach Pasuach mean? Many like to quote the Tshuvas HaRashba, who claims that if the door is unlocked, that already is not an Isser of Yichud. Pesachei Tshuva quotes that. Rabbi Yonah says that doesn't seem, I mean, many of the contemporary poskim will tell you that we don't really rely on that. It's very often, it's subjective. The door's unlocked and people know no one's coming in and everybody knocks. It's very hard to rely on that as a heter, and if we have, people should have access. You know they're going to come in, the potential they can come in, the door is open, you're sitting by the window. A different heterim for this issue that come up. Maybe if you have time, we could talk about it afterwards.
Is Rishus HaRabim Mamish?
Yeah, so that's another thing. Yeah, I would say Rishus HaRabim also. You know, the same way Rishus HaRabim means a lot of different things in different places. In Hilchos Sota, Rishus HaRabim is three people, right? So I don't think it has to be. I think it means a very, I would say Rishus HaRabim is like Ner Chanukah Rishus HaRabim. Same idea. You know, it's also Pesach, open to Rishus HaRabim, people are walking by. All right, says the Gemara. Next, interesting halacha. Amar Rav Kahana, two lines before it gets wide. Amar Rav Kahana, Anoshim bibachutz, v'noshim bibifnim. If men are outside and women are inside, let's imagine you have the lobby or something. You have the men, or you have women are in the shul, and the men are in the lobby. Now you don't have to worry about Yichud at all. Why don't I have to worry about Yichud? So if you take a look at Rashi, Anoshim b'chutz b'beis achitzo noshim b'pnimi ein choshim shem Yichud cha'achitzonim ein lahem derech lifnim. The ones who are outside, they're not, ein lahem derech lifnim means they have no way to get inside. I don't think that's the only way to explain it. They're not going to go inside. They have to worry about the men coming inside to the shul where the men, women are, to the middle, inner area. It's not going to happen. People who are inside, they want to go out. They want to leave. So if the men would be inside and the women outside, then I'm worried. So look back at the Gemara of Rav Kahana, and we'll go through it again. I'm Rav Kahana. Ein choshem mishem yichud. Why? We're not afraid that a man's going to walk inside to the women. That he's not going to do. We are afraid a woman is going to do what? Is going to walk outside. And in the interim, she's going to be standing in the lobby. So it's a problem. One woman can be with two men. Right. It doesn't have to be 100 people. But if the men are inside and the women are outside, why? A man may likely walk to get outside, hang out a little bit in the lobby area, and that's going to be a problem. One man with two women is going to be an issue. And the Brisa learns just the opposite. He can explain the logic of the opposite as well. Take a look at Rashi. Ipcha. Anashim b'chutz v'anashim b'fnim choshen shami karei sarecha l'fnim. So here we are. We're concerned the man's going to walk into the below. Yeah, gish b'chavir anashim b'fnim. I'm sorry, b'chavir. The friends won't know he walked in. Anashim b'fnim anashim b'chutz en choshen shami tikaneis hi l'fnim. We're not afraid she's going to walk inside. So different ways, however logically you want to explain. Right. Amar Abaye hashtad amar Rav Kahana hachi v'tana masnis ipcha. And the Rav Kahana said one way, and the Brisa teaches the other way. Ana navid l'chumra. We should go l'chumra. Especially because logic, you can understand the logic behind both of them. Abaye dar gulfe. What Abaye would do when you had men and women together for a drasha or for a wedding, a chuppah, so he would set up barrels so that if somebody would try to walk to the other side, so it would make some noise and people would know and kick them back to the other side. Right? The first thing I'm talking about, Mechitza. Rav, so it sounds like from Rashi, and this is an interesting question, but Rashi says, Kvutas anashim anashim, olid rasha olachuppah. Interesting, you know, shuls that are makbid on men and women sitting together for tefillah, certainly, and for drushas, for, you know, for learning, sometimes some yes, sometimes no. Sounds like from here that was something Abaye was makbid about. Rava dyer kanit. Rava would actually set up reeds. Same thing, they would make a little bit of noise. People would walk by, they would know to send them to the other side. Amar, Avin would say, sakva deshata rigla. Okay, the sore, the weakness of the year is the regel. Take a look at Rashi. Sakva de dashata rigla. Ri'ua shal yemos hashana, the shaky part literally. The weak part of the whole months of the year, the sore point of the whole year, ili yichud v'la avera is yemos haregel. Why? Sheyech shfutas anashim v'nashim l'shmo ad rasha v'nosnim v'nosnim zemzeh, literally doing business with one another. Okay? So that's something we have to avoid. In fact, if you take a look at the last tosis on the page, sakva deshata regla pirish yu'ua shel yemos hashana l'yichud v'avera klomar yemos haregel shekvutas anashim v'nashim l'shmo ad rasha v'nosnim ayin zel zeh. Look at tosis yesh omrim, this is tainis bahab l'kach nagu l'sanos l'achar pesach l'achar sukkis. That this Tainis Bahab that comes a couple of weeks after Pesach and Sukkot, that's why we fast, because of the socializing that would go on over Yom. Okay, back in the Gemara. Last word on the line, Hanach. Hanach Shviyusa da Asay la Nardoi. There were these captive women that came to Nardoi. They were ransomed, and they came to Nardoi. Askinu lebe Amra Amram. Chasida. They brought them up to the house of Rav Amram Chasida. He was going to take care of them. Ashkulu dargo mikamayu. So what happened was, so they took away the, had people help, you know, set up their room, set up where they're going to sleep upstairs, and moved away the ladder for that, right, for that purpose. While one of them was walking by, passing by upstairs in the, you know, in the upstairs story, he would happen to be looking up. Nafal nahora bi'ipuma. So literally a light illuminated in the hatchway where he could see. Shakle Rav Amram Lidarga. Rav Amram then took that ladder, Delo Hava Yochlin Beyasar Lamidliya, that even 10 people couldn't carry, because they needed a whole people to move it. And he moved it back with all this strength that he had. Dalye Lichude, he did it all by himself. Salik Vazal, he started going up the ladder. Kimata Lapalga Darga Ifshach. When he got up half the ladder, he spread his feet and tried to control his Yetzer Hara. Rama Kala, and he yelled out and called out, Nura Be Amram. There's a fire in Amram's, fire in Amram's house. Asa Rabbana, all the Rabbana came in, and they see him standing up there. The girls are upstairs. He's halfway up the steps. Amalei Kasfisinan, you've embarrassed us. So the embarrassment is probably that it's embarrassing for you. It's embarrassing that the Rabbanon, that we see you this way. It's embarrassing for the rabbis in general that you, the great Rav Amar, were about to engage in an Avera. Amar Lehu, we said to them, Mutav tichsefu be'mamram ba'al mahadein lo tichsefu minei lama da'asi. Better to be embarrassed in the house of Ram in this world than in Olam Haba. Fine. Ashave diyanaf de yinpak minei. So Rashi says Ashbe. So Rashi says Rav Amram leyetzer harashetim yenu. So Ashbe, he almost forced him to take an oath. The yinpak minei. Yetzer should get out of. Should leave him. Nafak minei ki amud de dinura. When the yetzer left, it was like a pillar of fire. Amalei chazi da nura va'ana bistra. So you say he's talking to the Yetzer. He says, you're fire, I'm flesh. And yet, even though fire normally can burn flesh, I'm stronger than you, I was able to control my Yetzer. Rabbi Meir have a mislotzeitz ba'over Avera. Rabbi Meir used to scoff at people who are over Avera, who violated Arayas. He's like, listen, it's not so difficult to control Yetzer. Yom achad id mele satan kitzah. So the Satan appeared to him as a woman. Bahach gisa dinahara lo hava mivra. So on this side of the river, so Rashi says, Bahach gisa dinivra letzara sheni shemeever hamayim. So it was on the other side. In other words, she was on the other side. It's a bahach gisa, she was on the other side of the river. There was no way for he wanted to get to this woman, but there was no bridge. So nakat mitzra v'ka'ava. So he took a rope, and he was able to hold on to the rope and walk over a small piece of wood to plank to get to the other side. V'ka'avar, and he passed and he got over. Kimata palga mitzra, but as he got halfway over to the other side, shavke, literally it left him. The Yetzer Hara left him. So Amar ilav dirkamich mechazri michrazei berikia hizaru b'Rabbi Meir v'Tarasa. So the Yetzer Hara said to him, "Had they not announced upstairs in heaven, watch out for Rabbi Meir and his Torah. Don't take complete control of him. Shivisi ledmach tarti. I would make your value, your worth, two ma, nothing, two coins, like zero." Because I had control over you. So you don't start scoffing at the Yetzer Hara. I'm stronger than you are. Rabbi Akiva, Hamas Lotzis Bo Me'aver. Rabbi Akiva did the same thing. He was also poking fun over Ever. Yom Achad, Idmi Le Satan Ki Itza Bereish Dikla. One day the Satan appeared to him like a woman on the top of a palm tree. Nakte Le Dikla Bekasalik. So he started going up the tree. Okay? Got halfway up the palm tree, Shafke the Yetzer Hara left him. Amar, Ilav Demach Zabukir, Izar Rabbi Akiva Taraso, Shivizil Demach Tarti. Also, you'd be worth value only two coins had it not been for your Torah that they told me to leave you alone. Plimo, name of a person, Habarogi Lemimar Kol Yoma, every day he would say, Geira Beine de Satam. Literally arrows in the eyes of the Satan. Yom Achad, Mali Yom Kippurei Hava. One day it was Erev Yom Kippur. So, busy day in people's homes. Idmi Lei Ka'anya. The Yetzer Hara appeared to him like a poor person. Asa Karabava. So the pauper came and knocked on the door. Afiku Lei Rifto. So he opened the door and he brought him some bread. Amalei Yom Akiya Idna Kule Amal Gavoi Vanav Roy. What, a day like today, at Erev Yom Kippur, everyone's having a meal. Everyone's inside and I'm outside. You're just going to leave me out of here high and dry? Ailei. Fine, the Kurvile Rifter. So they brought him in, put him in the living room, gave him a piece of bread. Amale Yoma Kihaina Kuleyama Ataka. Everybody today, a day like today, everyone's sitting around the table. Right? I'm sitting, you put me in the living room. Right? Asyuhu Osvuhu Ataka. So they put him at the table. Haba Yasiv Male Nafshe. He was sitting there, Male Nafshe Shikhna Vikive Ale. So he had he was full of boils. It sounds like they'd almost developed. Boils developed. And he had, and they were disgusting. And then pus was coming out of them. And he was doing some disgusting things at the table. He was blowing his nose and, popping his pimples, whatever. Amarle Tiv Shapir. So Tap Rashi says, Shave Kahogen, Shalotam Yisenor. can you sit normally, please? Just stop doing all that. Amale havali kasa. Could you bring me a cup of wine? So yavale kasa. So he brought him a cup of wine. Ichmar, he coughed. Shada bekecho, and he spit. He coughed and spit his phlegm into the cup. Nachrube. So they rebuked him, right? They yelled at him. What are you doing? Shaka umis. So Rashi says, "Hu hechzik atzmo kamei." So he, this yetzahara, this pauper, whatever, made himself look like he was dead. Shamu dahavu kamri plimu katal gavra plimu katal tava. Plimu heard that people were yelling at. Oh, we heard plimu killed somebody. He came to the house and the guy's dead. Araki ran away. Vitasha nashe bevesakise, and he hid himself in the in the bathrooms which were outside of the city. Azil basre. So the yetzahara followed him there. Nafal kamei, he fell in front of him. The Yetzirah fell in front of him. The kichaz, dechaz, the havmitzdayer. When the Yetzirah saw that he plima was all upset, galuy nafshe, he revealed himself. Amar le, my time of amid hachi. So Yetzirah says, listen, why do you have to every day you say arrows in the eyes of the satan? Is that the way to treat me? Is that the way to talk to me? So amar le, so veila hechiyama. What should I say? I mean, I want to control the Yetzirah. I'm like, Lema Mar, let the master stay, Rachmanu Nigar Bei B'Satan. Let Hashem rebuke the Satan. Yigaba, we have a pasuk because then it's regressive Hashem the Alamita. Fine, that was that story. Rabbi Chiya Barashi Havaragil, Kol Idan da Havinafala, I pay every day that he would do Tachanun, fall on his face, Hava Omar, he would say, Harachaman Yatzi Lenum Yetzirah, Yomachad. This is what he was davening. Yom Achad, Shamitinu Debisu. His wife heard him say that. Amra, right? Or no, Amra. She said, "Michti Letzi." Kama Shani Deparish Leminai. So the many years that he separated from me, he hasn't had relations with me at all. So my time to come out. So why is he saying this? Hashem should save me from the Yetzirah. I believe the last time we learned this was Ruth Calderon was fond of quoting this Gemara, and the Gemara is like that. So anyway, right, that last time I learned this. Right.
I was not there. Then.
You're not there. Sorry. Anyway, so Yom Achada have a Kargaris begin say so. No, stop. Let's start again. Mithi Hakam, he hasn't been there many years, right? My dad, why is he saying this? He needs to control Yitzhar. It sounds like he has no Yitzhar at all. So Yom Achad, Ava Kagoris begins say. So one day, Rabbi Yechiel Barashi was learning in the garden. Kashta Nafsha, so she decided to adorn herself. Chalfa, right? She and it sounds like she was he was unable to recognize her. Chalfa Vitanya Kame, she kept passing by back and forth in front of him. Amala, he says to her, "Man, who are you?" Amra, Ana Charusa. I'm the prostitute Charusa. Dahadri Mioma. I came back today. I've returned. Come back to the city. Tava. So he propositioned her. Amale, she said to him, "I see nihale lahach romana deresh tutsisa. So if you do me a favor, go up to that pomegranate tree and bring me down a pomegranate." Shavar, he jumped up. Azil, Asi brought it. Asi and Eli brought it to her. He also lebeise when he came back home. So it's not clear from the Gemara different ways to explain whether he had relationships or didn't have. Controlled himself. Whatever it was, he came home. Have a koshagra debisu tanura. So his wife was lighting up the oven. Salik v'kayosiv begave. Not the only time you have in Shas where a guy feels bad or wants to control his answer, goes into the oven, okay, to protect himself from, if I can protect myself from the fires of Gehenim. So you go into the oven to protect yourself. So he went into the oven. Amalei, my high, what are you doing? Why are you sitting in the oven? Amalei, hachi v'hachi hava maisa. This is what happened. We'll explain that. I almost did an aveira today. Amalei, ana havoi. I was that person. And he didn't believe her, he didn't pay attention until she gave him simana that indeed that she was the woman who he had seen earlier in the garden. I still belong in the oven here. Because I had kavana to do something else. It doesn't matter that it was mutter. Even though it doesn't matter that you were my wife. So his whole life he would fast because of this aver until he died, apparently from too much fasting. Ditanya, as we learn in a brisa, we'll see that even where someone doesn't do anything wrong, but he had kavana for the sake of an avera, so that's a problem. Ditanya, isha hafera masham yislach la, but not in Pashas Matos, speaking about making a neder. But merkos midaber, what are we talking about? Talking about hafaras nedarim, the husband's ability to annul his wife's vows. What are we talking about? Be'isha shenorda benazir, must be because it sounds, it's very strange. If the husband annuls the neder, why does she need forgiveness? The neder is not chal. You only need forgiveness when you violate a neder. So it must be, be'isha shenorda benazir, she became a nazira, b'shama bala, and he heard v'hefer la, and he annulled it, v'hilo yada shehefer la bala. She had no idea. V'isha shosei yayin mitalameis, and she's a nazira. And she wasn't allowed to do this based on her vow, based on what she knows, and she's drinking wine and being mitame lemes. So, what do you see from there? That even though she, the husband annulled the vow, she's not an Azira. That's what it means. Isha haferam yet, v'Hashem yislach lo. You need forgiveness from Hashem, and that's why he felt bad as well. Rabbi Akiva, ki havamatu v'hai psukah havabachi. Rabbi Akiva, when he got to this pasuk in Parshas Matos, he would cry. Why? Because it's probably Matos Masei, and you're thinking it's just in the beginning of the Pasha, we have all this laning. No, that's just my addition, all right? Now, why would he cry? So he said the following, because Uma Mishin is Kavin Lechol Basar, Basar Chazir, Alba Yado Basar Tlet, Oma Torah Tzricha Kaparo Slicha, someone who had Kavana to eat pork. And in the end, he picked up a piece of lamb chops. And which was fine. The Torah says you need kapara because it's the same story where, like this case, you still need sticha. Imagine when you actually do something wrong. Similarly, it says when a person brings an asham talui, you bring a carbon asham, and you're not sure if you violated an iser that would meet a carbon chatas or not. So v'lo yadava or shame and asavo, no, he doesn't know, he's guilty, and he is his sin shall be forgiven. K'shoyer Rabbi Akiva magil pasuk zehaya bocha. Why? Umam yishin is kavin lechol shuman v'ala biyado chelev. Amar Torah v'lo yadava or shame and asavo, no, a person had a kavanah to eat shuman. He was planning to eat kosher fat. But in the end, he ate what? He ate regular fat, which was chelev, right? Which is forbidden fat. The Torah says he didn't know he has to bring a carbon. This is really a carbon chatas, right? So Mishan is kavin lacho chelev. Alav yado chelev, alachas kama v'kama. Of course, it's terrible. Isi ben Yehuda omer v'lo yadav ha'ashem and asav ono. Al davar ze yidvu kol hadavim. It's for this. Anyone has a reason to cry. This is why you should cry. Similar idea. There may be something additional he's adding, but that's a similar idea that he's saying that this is what people should cry about. Then we said in the Mishnah, Misyached Adam im imo. So we allow yichud with a mother, we allow yichud with a mother with a son, a father with a daughter. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi. Misyached Adam im achoso. A person can have yichud with his sister. Interesting, because that's not normal, that's not on the list. Vidar im imo v'im bito. And he can live with his mother and with his daughter. Live. Now notice the difference between the two. One we allow yichud, and one we allow them to live together with no problem at all. So ki amar kameh de Shmuel, amar, when he said, Rav Yehuda, amar Rav said in front of Shmuel, you know what Shmuel said? Asr l'yisyachedim kol arayo shabbatorah v'afilu im behema. Period. I don't care what you, none of this is allowed. Not the mother with the son and the father with the daughter, or the sister certainly not. None of this, no yichud, nothing. Says the Gemara, how could Shmuel say that? Tanan the Mishnah says, Misyached Adam imimo v'imbito, a son with a mother, a father with a daughter. The Yashin and Hemikirav Basar, and they can sleep up until a certain age, even where the flesh is touching. Tivta de Shmuel, it's a refute Shmuel. How could Shmuel argue with our Mishnah? Amalach Shmuel, according to you it's good. Haditanya achosova chamoso ushar kol arayo shabatorah in misyachin imohem elo be'edim. What about the fact that the Brisa says your mother-in-law, your sister, and all arayos, you can't have yichud unless you have edim, which edim really means probably one person. meaning you need two and one, right? Two men and one woman. Ebeidim in shalo beidim lo. You've got a problem too, you know why? Because you know what's on that list? Sister is on that list in that brisa. Sister, you can't have yichud. So you're telling me my halacha is against the Mishnah, your halacha is against the brisa. So how are you going to answer that up? Ella, you have to say tanoi. So machokas tanoi. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Meir, hizaru bi mipnei biti. I want you to be careful with me, or watch out, make sure I don't have yichud with my daughter. Amar Rabbi Tarfon. Hizaru bi mipnei kalasi. You have to be careful because of my daughter-in-law. All right, so here, right, he was concerned about his daughter-in-law, and now the Gemara says, by the way, ligla galavosel Talmud. So Talmud said, you worried about that, about your daughter-in-law? It's such a big deal. Amar Rabbi Abo, Mishum Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel, lo hayu yomim mu'atim anche nichshaloso Talmud b'chamoso. Until this Talmud actually lived with his mother-in-law. He made fun of the daughter-in-law, and lo and behold, look what happens. He made fun of these of the Isra of Yichud. Nonetheless, what do you see from here? There are different opinions. Is it, there's according to Rabbi Meir, we're very, very strict. Even a father with a daughter, a mother with a son, there is an Isra of Yichud, and Shmuel is following that opinion. And others claim that those are permitted. So how, then you could add, and if that's possibly permitted, so then you would add on Achoso too. We have a general Achoso, sort of this quasi has Isra, where with his sister, we allow yichud, which means up until 30 days, a person can have yichud with his sister. That's what we allow. Mother, father, sort of, you know, that we certainly allow. But sister is somewhere in the middle based on this Gemara. Okay. So now, says the Gemara, so this is a very serious chumrah of Shmuel. You can't have any, right? You can't, afilu in behema. Afilu in behema, said Shmuel. So take a look. Abaye michlele mikula davra. Abaye would try to clear the whole field of animals when he would be going to the field. Okay? To make sure he would not have yichud with animals because of bestiality. Now, sheshes ma'aver le mitzra. He would pass on the other side of the other side of the bridge, or the other side of the water, whatever it was, to make sure he was not on the other side of the street, make sure he was not walking with animals. Rav Chanan Nehardo ikla le Rav Kahana lefum Nara. Rav Chanan from Nehardo went to Rav Kahana to the city of Pumnara. Chazei did Yosef v'kagores v'kaima behema kameh. He's sitting there learning, and there's an animal sitting right there. How could I allow yichud with an animal? Amalei lo sevel amar afilu in behema. Don't you hold this list of yichud? Amalei lavadatoi. You know what? I wasn't paying attention. I was so engrossed in my learning. I didn't notice there was a llama right over here. Had I known, I wouldn't allow it. Now, of course, this is not something we're very familiar with. Take a look at the little Tosfos. He says on the top, Nira dahani amoroi chumra ba'amokavdi v'anon kaimalan karabana de Rabbi Yehuda, as we'll learn very soon. Damulo lo nechshadu Yisrael lo al mishkav zachar v'lo al behema. So I don't have to worry about yichud with a behema or with a zachar, because Kal Yisrael are not nechshidu on that. Okay. Anyway, say the Gemara. Back in the Gemara here. Amar Rav. Right, 3 lines before the 2 dots. Amar Rav, Misyached Adam Shtei Yevamos. Okay, so here we're going to have a list. You may remember that I think in Yevamos, we have it other places as well in Gittin, I think, where there are 5 women who we say are not believed for Eidus to say that a husband passed away. Normally speaking, we would allow even a non-Jew and certainly a woman to deliver Eidus that a husband passed away, so to avoid the issue of Aguna. We assume the woman's going to check it out anyway. Here's where we allow even people who are normally pasul Eidus. However, we do not believe women to testify other women that we assume that where there's some animosity. Who are those women? So those are the same women here where actually there's a kula, okay? Where you can have yichud with those two women, all right? Even though a man can't have yichud with two women, if those two women hate each other, so you don't have the concern that we normally would have, as you had in yesterday's daf, where the two women are going to be somehow seduced, and each one will be seduced, and no one's going to report about it. So therefore, Amar Rav, Misyached Adam Shtei Yevamos. two Yevamos are sisters-in-law. One, because there's this animosity, because each one knows that if the husband passed away, the other one's going to have to, the husband is going to marry them. Mishtei Toros, co-wives, also, we assume hate each other. Isha Vachamosa, a woman and her mother-in-law. And that would work the other way as well. Right? Imisha Ubas Bala, a woman and the stepdaughter. So they also don't get along, generally. And that's why there would be no Isra of Yichud. Im Isha Vitinokes, a woman and another girl. Now it depends on the age of the girl. Can't be two regular women. Who is this Tinokes? She Yodas Tam Bia. Vein Moseres Atzbala Bia. What does it mean, Yodas Tam Bia? So Rashi says, a few lines up from where we are, Yodas Tam Bia, Kloma, Mahi Bia, Sheteda Lesapi Devermashuk. She knows what Bia is. She could talk about it. But Vein Moseres Atzbala Bia, Mitoch Kotna, Adain Lo Lov Shayetzer. She doesn't have the Yetzer, the desire for it. She knows what it is, though. Hilkoch Ein Kan Mi Yishum Das Kala. She's not going to be seduced necessarily. So this is like the shomeris that we spoke about, having a shomer there. So that would not be, if she's too young, she doesn't count. She's too old, she's a woman, right? So, and two women is a problem. It has to be this certain age, and that would not be considered a problem. Higdilu, Zeyashan Biksusa V'chule, we said when they get older, so then they can't have their skin touching when they're sleeping in the same bed. The comma. At what age do we now say that a father should not be sleeping in the same bed, bikir of basar, with his daughter? So, or a mother with the son. Amrav adabar rav aza, amrav asi, tinokes, bas teisha shanim viyom echad, tinok ben shtemes veshan aviyom echad. A girl, when she's 9 in one day, and a boy when he's 12 in one day. The Bach has an issue with the 9 in one day, because when it comes to a girl, we never use that age. That age is always for a boy where he's reached the age of maturity to the point where his bia is considered a bia. Mm-hmm. He claims it's 3 in one day. But nonetheless, that's one issue, that's one opinion. This we understand a little bit more. Bat mitzvah v'tinok ben shloshesei v'yom echad. And that is, and that's for a boy. What age are we speaking about? So we're speaking about physical maturity. Which is the description of physical maturity for a woman, and same thing for a man. When do we say these are the ages, and before that they can sleep bikir bas? So that's only where she's not embarrassed, let's say, as the girl, to stand in front of her father naked. So then already, usher, even it's before that age. My time, yetzer albasha. We assume she's dressed in a yetzer hara, because obviously she's embarrassed about her body. She knows that's something there's a certain degree of modesty that's necessary, and we assume there's a yetzahara. Rav Acha bar Abba, ikol lebei Rav Chisda, chasnei. Rav Acha bar Abba went to Rav Chisda. That was Rav Chisda, who was his son-in-law. Shakle bas barate, ozvu bekanfei. He, Rav Acha, took his granddaughter. It was his daughter's house. His granddaughter, and put her bikanfei. What does that really mean? In his cloak, they slept in the same, under the same cover, on his lap. Not clear what that is. Amale, so Rav Chisda says to his father-in-law, Lo savel omar, the mikacha, you don't know she's married. The granddaughter is married already. Amale, avarta lo chadarav? Huh? So instead of, she's married. What do you mean she's married? She's still a ketana. You're not allowed to marry her when she's a ketana. Damar Rav Yehuda, Damar Rav Yitamar Rav Yelazar, also Adam Sheikadosh is Bitik Shiktana. We've had the Atra Tagda. We have it in the second beginning of the second parak. So I'm allowed to put my granddaughter. What do you mean? You're telling me she's married, therefore I shouldn't be putting her on my lap. She's a ketana. You weren't supposed to marry her off to begin with. V'tomar Polonei Rotze. It has to be a point where she could say yes. She has to accept the marriage. So he says back, Mar Nami Avale Adishmuel. You're violating Shmuel. Namar Shmuel Ain Mishtamshin be Ishtra, you're not allowed to literally make use of a woman. In this case, you can't have her on your lap. I'm holding like the other Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, hakol l'shem shamayim. Top Rashi. Nein dati acharel l'chibas ishus el l'chibas kurva. Vasos koros ruach le'ima. This makes a mother happy. Sheni mechavevis bita. When I show how much I love my granddaughter, it makes her very, very happy. Okay, we'll stop here.